It's continuing coverage of Grundy Center baseball. The Spartans unfortunately fall 7-2 here to Cascade in tonight's sub-state final. I'm being joined by head coach Pat Brown right now. And man, coach, unfortunately, those first couple innings, they were able to rack up the hits, and certainly some errors didn't help your guys' cause either. But unfortunately, not able to quite turn things around down the stretch, even though you guys competed a whole lot better. I just kind of want to get your initial thoughts, you know, on this one, a night where unfortunately you weren't able to kind of string enough together here late.
No, you know, first off, I just want to kind of note how grateful I am, how grateful we were to be here. You know, ultimately at the end of the day, you want to win the ball game, but had a great bunch of kids this year. We're going to lose three seniors. It's huge. That's the hardest part. You know, you talk to the kids after the game, and obviously we wanted to go to Carroll. We wanted to win. We wanted to keep playing. But at the end of the day, what sucks is you know, you have to see kids go. You know, we had I'm looking at the scoreboard here, and I don't think they got that right. I think they had 9 hits and we had 5 errors, you know, whatever. We had, you just can't play that level of baseball at this level and expect to win, particularly against a team like Cascade that Cascade is loaded. It's just a baseball tradition rich area. I mean, they were geared up. They were ready. I believe they got beat by a run last year in the sub-state finals to Wilton. So, I mean, those kids were hungry. I mean, and it's not that our kids weren't hungry. It's just the way the ball – I mean, it's sub-state finals, and you can't make 5 errors and expect to win a ball game. But, yeah, it was great. I mean, not great losing, but it was just a great year. And you sit here and you think, you know, my daughter and I were on our way to get some sheep feed, and she shows me some TikTok thing. It's like, I just fell asleep and it was July 4th and here it is July 15th, you know, or something like that. I don't remember. Point being is, this summer goes so fast. And I've been in seasons where the season's like, this doesn't end. It's like, oh my goodness, when can this be over? And this was the season that I just hate to see it go. It was so enjoyable. 2-hour batting practices outside. The kids never complained. They'd come in the wintertime, never complained. Just a really, really fun group of kids to be around.
Tell me a little bit about the trust in Judd Jarovsky to be able to keep him on the mound after those first couple innings. Obviously not all of it was totally his fault, but your guys were able to bounce back. He was able to bounce back. I mean, he's got a proven resume, but if you can just kind of, you know, describe that trust in him that gave you the confidence to keep him in there.
Well, just knowing that he was physically capable of still doing it, I mean, he wasn't hurt. I think I'm just guessing. I think it was day one at the state golf tournament. He stunk it up for the first however many holes. He came back and then ended up, second place overall? I'm not sure, but it was something like that. Knowing that he's going to have a bad shot, a bad pitch, a bad whatever, he's going to come back and he's going to battle. Never once thought about, hey, let's get him out of here. He's not getting it done. He's probably too good of a pitcher in the fact that all he does is throw strikes. And he realized that this Cascade team was going to take advantage of that. And once he started moving the ball out of the zone, moving it up in the zone, down in the zone, he held them off tight. It was a great game for 4 out of the 7 innings were really fun. It was really fun baseball. Unfortunately, those first two, not so fun for the Spartans.
Yeah, and when it comes to, you know, bouncing back the plate, I mean, I can think of, you know, a few plays off the top of my head where it took an incredible effort for some of those Cascade fielders to, you know, make a catch or make a long throw across the diamond to just barely beat out a runner, you know, stuff like that. It's things like that that can be the differences in these kinds of games, right? But, I mean, at least you guys are kind of making more contact and putting yourselves in position to possibly come back down the stretch.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there was no give. I mean, like, we didn't quit. There's, you know, I told them in the, third or fourth inning and said, hey guys, it doesn't matter what happens at the end of this game. Obviously, yeah, we want to win, but don't quit. Don't give up. Go down fighting. And, you know, maybe I should have had that speech after the first inning. They responded to it. But again, you know, broken record. You can't play like this in a sub-state final and expect different results. It's just the way it is.
What can you say about some of these seniors that have been with this program the whole way through with you throughout your coaching tenure here as well? I know it's kind of raw here right at the very end here as well.
Oh, I mean, and that's the stink of it is when we went to the state tournament 5 years ago, those kids were eighth graders that came along. They were part of it. The stink of it was the way the stars lined up is that Brody and Riker came up the bottom end of the seventh. Brody, you could have called him safe, could have called him out, whatever. Doesn't matter. He was called out senior year, out, done, game over. And then Riker striking out like that, It's just hard. It's not a testimony to how good of players they are, and one of those things where they're always going to look back, like it or not, 25 years from now, they're going to remember their last at bat. They're not going to remember all of the RBIs they had that mattered, or the base hits, or the strikeouts, or the plays they made. Those are the things. It's usually that last one, and that's what I'm going to have to tell them and remind them. That last out does not define you as a baseball player.
All right, don't want to keep it too long here, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here at this time before we wrap up?
No, there were 16 teams in Class 2A that came out and played baseball tonight, and we were one of them. I mean, there were years that this program wasn't even in the contention for anything, the kids have bought into the program. They bought into the system. They're doing it the right way. We're doing it the right way. And, just the challenge is with these, what I believe with baseball is the challenge isn't how good your players are. The challenge is managing your players and managing your players' time, respecting their time, and having them buy into the fact that when it's time to go, it's time to go. I'm going to give you a little bit, but you're going to take a little bit, whatever. But, baseball's tough. We're competing against basketball, football, everything. And then in the spring, we're competing, our kids do it. And they come out and they do it at a high level. So, I've never been as proud to be a Spartan as I am tonight.
All right. That's Grundy Center head coach Pat Brown Jr. Always a pleasure to talk with you, coach. And thanks for the time here tonight.
Yep. Thank you.